Thanks for joining us. Tonight, breaking news as we come on the air this hour. Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom will keep his job. ABC News projecting no in the recall race. Newsom fighting off 46 other candidates vying for his seat. Now speaking just moments ago, saying he's pleased with the results and redirecting the focus to what he says the state said yes to.
It appears we are enjoying an overwhelmingly no vote tonight here in the state of California. But no is not the only thing that was expressed tonight. I want to focus on what we said yes to as a state. We said yes to science. We said yes to vaccines. We said yes to ending this pandemic. We said yes to people's right to vote without fear of fake fraud or voter suppression. We said yes to all those things that we hold dear as Californians, and I would argue as Americans.
For more on the recall results, we go to ABC's Zareen Shah reporting from Sacramento, California. Zareen?
Juju, Governor Newsom acknowledged his win, but he also talked about how divisive we are in this moment. He said Trumpism is not dead, perhaps foreshadowing what we can expect in 2022 when he will once again be on the ballot. But look, as for this race, it wasn't always like this. It was at one point incredibly close, but his team raised over $70 million. They brought out every heavy hitter they could, including the president last night, and then they painted the man who was his leading opponent as being to the right of Donald Trump. Now, Larry Elder has not conceded yet. He said it's too soon to call the race, but it certainly appears that this is a landslide victory for Governor Newsom. The recall has been a fierce battle for the fate of California's political future.
I just don't think Gavin Newsom is doing the job that he was elected to do.
Every governor across the country has had challenges. Governor Newsom stepped up.
Governor Newsom came out in full force, ultimately convincing Californians to let him keep his job.
This election is a matter of life and death. Public health is on the ballot.
Campaigning with a handful of political heavyweights, including President Joe Biden.
This is not hyperbole. The eyes of the nation are on California.
And Vice President Kamala Harris. Newsom's critics attempted six times to oust him from office, this petition gaining traction largely in part from dissatisfaction with his handling of the pandemic.
This started as a backlash to the COVID-19 restrictions. It gained steam when that photo went viral, when Governor Newsom was seen at one of the priciest and fanciest restaurants in the state of California, if not the country, seeming to flout his own mandates. It smacked a lot of voters as just rank hypocrisy.
An astonishing 46 candidates were vying to replace Newsom, including former Olympian Caitlyn Jenner, entertainer Angeline, and businessman John Cox, who famously brought a 1,000-pound Kodiak bear on the campaign trail with him.
It's going to be tight, but we are going to win this election.
Recall, recall, recall.
Volunteers from the Political Action Committee Reform California launched its final Get Out the Vote push over the weekend in support of the recall.
Destroyed thousands of businesses. All you have to do is walk around any area and you'll see so many businesses shuttered.
We want somebody who is interested in doing things for the people, not for themselves.
The California recall election, you know it's coming up on Tuesday.
Yes. Carl DeMaio is the organization's chairman.
You can't have a strong America with a sick California. And by every measure, California is facing major problems. We have surging crime, the highest taxes in the nation. Our jobs are leaving us because of the mandates and regulations of this governor.
The preliminary exit polling gives a window into how Newsom won. Overall, 55% of voters approved of the way Newsom is handling his job, and just 3 in 10 said Newsom's pandemic control measures are too strict.
Governor Newsom has made amazing strides in order to get us back through the pandemic. He has done more than any other governor in order to stabilize our economy, to make investments in the future. And we want to make sure we protect that progress here in California.
In Carlsbad, San Diego, volunteers with the local Democratic Party are confident the governor will beat back this recall effort, denouncing the $276 million election as a waste of taxpayer money.
We have an official election coming up next year. Why are we going through this sham recall when the election is coming up in months, literally?
What we're seeing in other states is an attempt by Republicans to roll back voting rights, but also to roll back civil rights like reproductive justice and things like that. And we're going to protect that. And that's at stake in this recall.
What do you think it says about California that you are leading the race right now on the opponent's side?
It says that Californians are fed up.
Conservative talk radio host Larry Elder was the front runner in the race to replace Newsom and has been compared to former President Donald Trump.
He's the clone of Donald Trump. Can you imagine him being governor of this state?
My path to victory is the fact that people are unhappy with the way this man has governed California for the last 2 years. My path to victory is the homelessness. My path to victory is the rise in crime. My path to victory is the decline in the quality of public education. That's why he's in trouble.
Elder has said one of the first things he would do as governor is repeal mask and vaccine mandates, but skirted around the question of whether he would accept the election results. Do you agree to accept the results of this election?
I find it a fascinating question when people ask me that. No one ever asked my opponent, did he agree with Hillary when she refused to accept the results of the 2016 election?
Hillary Clinton called then-candidate Trump to concede in 2016.
So many people are going to vote to recall this man. I don't think we're going to have to worry about the result of this election.
I still don't feel like I have an answer for me, but I want to keep moving on.
You feel like you didn't get the answer you wanted.
I just don't know if you're going to accept the results. Preemptively questioning California's results has become a pattern among some Republicans, including former President Trump. Before ballots were even counted, he falsely alleged the election would be rigged. Newsom today hit back against those claims.
Grow up, you. These people literally are vandalizing our democracy and trust in our institutions.
A website launched Monday by Elder's campaign had already alleged fraud, demanding a special session of the California legislature to investigate the twisted results of the special election. That page has since been taken down.
This looks like the new normal, as abnormal as it is for democracy. You've got almost a mantra in the Republican Party that suggests that Democrats cannot or are not winning elections legitimately. This is going to be something that resonates for quite a while in Republican circles.
Among those who want Governor Newsom out of office, small business owners.
Hey guys.
Angela Marsden owns Pineapple Hill Grill and Saloon in Sherman Oaks.
How are you doing?
She believes Newsom has failed small business owners across the state who struggle to keep afloat during California's numerous shutdowns.
Gavin Newsom raised $80 million. To beat us and to keep his job. Why did Gavin Newsom not take the energy he had to raise money to save their jobs?
Marsden says she's lost more than $500,000 worth of revenue due to the pandemic and fears more stringent COVID measures on small businesses if Newsom remains in office. What happens to you and your business if he survives this?
If he survives this, it means it's just going to be a battle of survival. The mandates are going to come down. They're going to start finding businesses. I want to wake up and not have panic attacks. Are we going to get shut down? It's going to be devastating.
With the recall behind them, Democrats hope they have the winning playbook for the next election.
You're going to hear Democrats talk about a potential template. They can stoke the fears of backsliding around COVID and the fears of Trump 2.0 to get their base energized. You're going to see other Democrats try to mimic that playbook as much as they can in 2021, 2022, and beyond.
For Californians, there's a collective sigh of relief that this chaotic process is finally coming to an end.
Our thanks to Zerain. Coming up, incarcerated and inspired by these four-legged guardian angels.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table. Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view. The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Finding renewed purpose. You're about to meet a group of women behind bars in Chowchilla, California, training dogs to be guardian angels with a remarkable and life-changing ability, predicting epileptic seizures. How do they do it? Here's ABC's Matt Gutman.
He really likes shoulder massages.
24-year-old Natalie Tapio's lab, Dexter,
take a break,
isn't her pet. He's her guardian.
Dexter is my service dog.
Boy, that's here.
Yeah. He alerts to my seizures.
Natalie suffers from a form of epilepsy that can leave her physically frozen in place.
Come on.
Dexter is a finely calibrated four-legged seizure monitor. So sensitive, he warns Natalie before a seizure is coming on. And he does that by tapping his paw on her leg.
He will alert me and then dial a dog phone, which has my parents' phone numbers on it. And then retrieves a pouch, which will have any necessities for me, like medication, water, my cell phone. I'm gonna pause for a second. He's alerting again.
Natalie received Dexter through a program called Little Angels Service Dogs, a nonprofit organization that trains dogs to work with people in need. Surprisingly, those furry little angels are raised and largely trained at Central California Women's Facility, the second largest female prison in the U.S. And their trainers...
How many of the women here have been convicted of a violent crime? So basically everybody.
The program is called PUPS, short for Pups Uplifting Prisoners' Spirits. It's as much about rehabilitating those inmates as it is training their furry charges.
This isn't just about training a dog. These are training service dogs that save lives.
Amy Davis, a lead trainer in the program, is serving a life sentence.
I have done something that landed me in prison that was horrible. I participated in a robbery murder. During that time, I was in what I thought was a very unhealthy relationship. I was on drugs and I was very broken and lost.
She says the PUPS program has restored her sense of self-worth.
When that 8-week-old puppy weighing 20 pounds was put in my arm, it was like every wall I put up to protect myself, every wall I thought I had, it just melted.
Good boy.
Inmate Nanette Packard likens it to having an infant.
When you have that dog, it's like an umbilical cord. What you're feeling, they feel, especially when they're puppies.
Good boy.
Amber Ingram is the group's lead trainer. She's been an inmate for 10 years.
Tell me what you were convicted of.
Well, I was convicted originally of child endangerment resulting in death for my 5-year-old son, Brayden. Sorry. A couple months later, I got charged with second-degree murder for not protecting him.
Her then-boyfriend, Eduardo Zamora Jr., had been violently abusing her son.
And I got a phone call from my boyfriend at the time, and he basically said, my son's not breathing. And I said, what did you do? That was my initial reaction, what did you do? And he had beaten my son to death.
Zamora was convicted of first-degree murder and sentenced to 23 years to life in prison for the death of Amber's son.
And yet you got convicted of second-degree murder?
Yes. So a parent is, you're supposed to protect your child, so... Because I didn't protect him, and I didn't leave, and I didn't speak up, and I didn't do that, they charged me with the actual second-degree murder. My punishment is me having to live with my son's death for the rest of my life.
Has the dog program helped you deal with the guilt and the shame?
Absolutely. I can't allow anything bad to happen to this dog. If someone were to want to kick my dog, I'm jumping in front of it. Like, I am super protective of what I do, and I do it in honor of my son, Brayden, every single day.
Dana Fruman is a Little Angels program manager and representative here in the prison. In 2017, she brought the dogs here to the facility, taking a chance on what was then a new initiative.
So what's more rewarding for you, seeing the change in the humans or seeing the change in the animals that are trained?
When I got here, I realized that these are women with stories, and they're heart-wrenching stories, and they were so open and honest, it changed me, because I realized that the dogs weren't just changing the recipients' lives, they were changing their lives.
Natalie's was one of those lives irrevocably changed. Before she got Dexter, those seizures had robbed her of her independence.
The seizures were so unpredictable and silent, usually. Mm-hmm. And so there's always has to be someone very attentive, close by. My mom and I were basically inseparable.
Natalie was actually cooking bacon at the stove, and she had the pan in her hand, and she was frozen in a seizure when I turned and looked, and I just went over there and, you know, got the pan out of her hand and got her away from the stove and turned it off.
Lisa looked for a way that Natalie could live a more normal life, and she came across Little Angels. Natalie was picked as a candidate, and Little Angels started the process of conditioning Dexter to predict her seizures.
He was taught this alert game, which is a paw at the leg. And then when he got that game down was when it was time for us to send samples of my seizure scent. So whenever I had a seizure, to take some gauze and wipe the palms of my hands and the insides of my cheeks with the gauze and mail it to Little Angels. And so he learned to associate the game with the scent.
In 2018, the pair finally met, and Dexter's training was put to the test when he detected an oncoming seizure.
We were all just bawling. We were just so excited. Like, you could just see, like, how different, like, our lives were gonna be.
People with epilepsy often have this constant kind of cloud over their head or worry in the back of their mind. Of when will the next seizure happen? Where will I be? What will I be doing? And I don't need to have that anymore. And so that's very freeing.
Finally tonight, stand up once again for Norm MacDonald. The SNL legend used his dry wit to make people laugh, from anchoring Weekend Update to starring as a character inspired by actor Burt Reynolds.
It's funny because it's bigger than a normal hat.
The comedian dying today after privately battling cancer for 9 years. Norm MacDonald was 61. Rest in peace. That's Nightline. You can watch all of our full episodes on Hulu. We'll see you right back here same time tomorrow. Thanks for staying up with us. Good night, America.